Now, where did we leave off last time? Can anybody remember that? Molly?
Where Emmanuel was thinking of forgiving.
Yes, he was considering their plight, but as yet, he was not minded to give them any comfort. And what else was happening?
Diabolus was sending his doubters in to attack.
He was sending in his doubters. A time, spiritually, when they were low, and so that's a time when the devil pounces, and pounce he did. And all those doubters, all these people they'd hired as people, they thought would work for them. They thought these were good people, but they weren't. They were his agents, and they're busy in the city, working away there. And the city is experiencing, spiritually, a very low time. But they think this. There is Diabolus out there. We are going to take him on. That's what they thought. And they sent three of their trusted captains to go out and to fight against Diabolus. So they thought, let's have Captain Faith, let's have Captain Experience, and let's have Captain Good Hope. And so, under the cover of darkness, they went out. And they thought, we'll use the darkness here to surprise Diabolus, and we may be able to really deal with him. So off they go towards his camp, and they try to attack him when he wasn't expecting it. Do you think it worked? Do you think it worked? Fighting Diabolus in the dark. Stanley? No, it didn't. Because darkness is his time. He is well suited to doing things in darkness, and rather than Captain Faith and Captain Experience and Captain Good Hope being able to thrust him down, they ended up beaten and bloodied. Oh, and wounded, they returned back to Mansoul. It didn't work at all. How do you think Diabolus felt? How do you think he felt? Molly. He felt very proud of himself. And what did he think now would be a good time to do? Stanley.
Come back himself.
Come back himself. Look, he thought, I've really dealt them a hard blow. Now looks like a good time to press home my advantage. And I'm going to see if I can't seize back for myself Mansoul. So now he gets all of his people together, all his Babylonians and all the doubters in the city. They're all stirring and causing trouble, and they're attacking the people of Mansoul. And so now they really are finding great, great trouble. And Lord Wilby Will, he's had to go back into Hart Castle. They wanted to chop him up into pieces. Lord Understanding, they wanted to try and get rid of him, but no, he survived as well. Took a few knocks, but he's still going. And they went into Mr. Conscience's house, and they started attacking him, and he's all beaten up. But they haven't quite finished him off, though. So it looks as though they really are securing an advantage. And Diabolus himself comes. He makes a great speech to the city, but Lord Wilby Will leads the resistance. You see, the will is now actually in God's hands, and whereas before the will was always just for doing what sin directed, now somebody else is in charge. So although it's beaten back, and although there's great hardship and difficulty, nevertheless, it's standing firm still. But Diabolus does get into the city, and he gets in by one particular gate. Do you know which one? Do you know which one?
Ear gate?
Could have been. Begins with F. Begins with F. Molly?
Feelings.
Feel gate. Feel gate. That's where he manages to get in. And how often, for the Christian, that's where the devil gets in. Through our feelings. Because there, oh, we can feel so low and so depressed and so out of sorts that we stop living for Christ and we kind of just come to a standstill. which of course is what the devil wants us to do. Our feelings. And so Diabolus installs there Captain No Ease and Captain Torment. They are giving man's soul a hard time. Now Diabolus wants to go and take Heart Castle. Get back into the middle. Take control. Does he succeed in that, do you think? Does he succeed in that, do you think? What do you think, Shara? No, he doesn't. He doesn't manage that. Because Lord Will Be Will is there. And of course, the Lord's Secretary is there. And who is that? Stan. The Holy Spirit. So that can't fall, finally. Or can cause a lot of trouble. And the feelings are really low. And they're not working in line with the truth of God. And so man's soul is in a very weakened state and very low, but still standing. And although the doubters are running around everywhere and trying to do their worst, still standing. And Heart Castle has not been taken. So Christians can sometimes feel very low and very down and feel gate the devil has right come through, smash like that. But don't make your feelings the guide as to really what's true of you. God still holds on to his own and protects them, even though what actually brought the city low in the first place? Timothy?
Itself.
What had it done? Who had it listened to? Who had it gone for? It had listened too much to somebody, hadn't it, Molly? It had, but there was a Mr. Somebody.
Mr. False Security
brought the city down. But even so, God has not abandoned her. Emmanuel and El Shaddai still have their love set upon man's soul. So don't let feelings be your guide. The devil likes to use our feelings to try to bring us low. But God holds on to his own.